Welcome back to Hideous Tomfoolery. We're moving right along here through part one of book two. How you guys doing this evening?
Doing well.
Solid.
Solid?
Solid.
Like, how solid?
Like a concrete block.
Solid like a concrete block.
Yeah, solid like the Earth Nation over here.
Yeah. Okay. We got solid like a concrete block. We got solid like a Earth Nation. Emily, how solid are you?
I'm shit brick house. Is that a thing?
Emily.
Brick shit house. Nailed it.
Solid.
Solid.
A brick shit house is way more solid than a shit brick house.
That's
the order of that has to be right.
One good rain.
In the corona times, I feel like people will build out of shit because that's what's available.
We're moving on from that, Emily. Steve, how solid are you?
You know what? Maybe I'm not as solid as a shit brick house, but I'm definitely more solid than Heath's phone.
Nice transition there to Heath. How solid are you?
About as solid as the glass front of a Google Pixel 3. Which my lovely puppy decided to chew on for the entirety of my sleep the other night. And
so about as
destroyed.
Solid as your puppy shits for the next couple of days.
Shit glass house.
As much as she like chewed on that phone, I'm surprised she's not shitting glass.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Well, you might want to keep an eye on that, Heath.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll do that now.
Will do. Can do.
Well, I'll cheers to that, Griffin.
Cheers. I mean, speaking of shit in glass, hey, Zach, what are you having?
Hey, man. And to avoid shit in glass, I am drinking a delicious Truly strawberry lemonade.
Truly is the quickest way for me to shit glass, which sucks because I like seltzers, but man... They tear my stomach up. I can't drink them anymore, man.
I thought Truly made you pee glass, as in it gave you kidney stones.
Well, all of the above. You know, it's a multifaceted beverage.
Truly.
Speaking of multifaceted. Because of all the glass. Hey, Adam, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Citradelic New Belgium Tangerine IPA.
Okay. That's pretty a mouthful. Good. Speaking of a mouthful.
I appreciate the Funkadelic reference that it kind of has to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's as good as you're going to get, Emily. A mouthful.
Oh, that was for me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Like, I mean, I was you're supposed to jump on these things.
I was going through Funkadelic. It was a whole train of thought. Yeah, I'm White Clawing it with a mango. A mango White Claw. Keeping it classy.
I see you've dyed your hair a different color.
Yeah, it's a day that ends in Y, so it's time for a new dye. It's pink now. It's like a electric fuchsia.
You practiced that, didn't you?
I really did. I'm super proud of myself because I just thought
she like wrote that like 20 times in her journal.
Shut up, guys. Don't tell all my secrets. Well,
speaking of someone I wish would die. Hey, Steve.
All right. Well, I actually did prepare a statement. Hey, folks, this is Steve Strappa from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play Matumbe Sawyer Saverine, and you know what? Let's give him a little bit of love to Mr. Serpent on the HLP. And tonight, I am drinking... Actually, I don't really remember what I'm drinking. Griff, what am I drinking?
Well, we visited a brewery in Pittsburgh this weekend, and we got this subsurface all-berry smoothie sour with berry blend. And it's... pretty fucking good.
It's a fucking riot. It's so good.
Very thick, though.
Is that a chunky beer?
Yeah, it's not chunky, but it is like thick.
Thick.
Like a slurry?
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's like when you're drinking like a hazy IPA and it's got like a... It's got a
little fuzz
quality.
In it.
Yeah, it's got a quality to it.
A little fuzzy.
Yeah. It's so fucking good, though.
But speaking about a little fuzzy, hey, Heath, what are you drinking?
I was like, is he going to go with the fuzzy thing or the quality thing?
Well, I was thinking about bringing thick back.
What do you think? Yeah, right. I'm going to make it a solid 6 out of 6 on the fruit beverages with an Abita strawberry lager.
There you go.
And I've got an Abita purple haze on deck.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. A little strawberry into the raspberry action.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Can dig it. Can dig it.
Well.
What are you drinking, Griff? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Steve and I are the same thing. That's why.
Okay. Cute. We're waiting with bated breath, dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
I didn't know. I That's forgot to bait my breath. Breath.
Waiting with basted breasts.
Huh? Well, you guys, the last time we got together, we ended with you guys all locking up Xantus Loachwort in the captain's quarters while Sigurd pretended to be Xantus Loachwort to throw off any of his little henchmen or new supporters off this trail and bought you a day to kind of do what you're going to do with Xantus. This is after a kitchen fire incident and all that, and I don't know, things that haven't been going so great on the Terminus Wild. I mean, lots of short out and stuff. There was oozes on here. Somebody keeps trying to change the course of the direction. And the last thing that happened on the ship is that the entire power core shut down. And there is no power to the ship. Leaving you guys in a bit of low gravity as like kind of auxiliary backup generators kick on. So there's like very dim light runners all kind of down the halls, but everything else is off. And as I said, you're kind of in low gravity, but your mag boots, which every suit of armor in Starfinder is kind of outfitted with, you know, you click your heels together, whatever, expanse style, get some grip. But it's everything's out, and you. I think where everybody is, correct me if I'm wrong, Vin, we left with you stepping out into the hall to see what's going on, with Tex right behind you saying, I tried, you know. and Natasi, you were there kind of next to Xantus, kind of keeping him, I don't know, intimidated. Whatever you're doing as the nurse here.
Yeah, that's part of the job nurse. Description, for yeah. Sure.
Yavari, you're on the bridge of the ship.
Yep.
And so, you know, everything kind of went dark for you there. So all the consoles just shut down. And Sigurd, you are currently looking like Loachwort, and you're in the. Is this correct that you're in the
hollow bay? The jerk off
room. Yeah,
That's where me and Loadsworth were supposed to be having our conversation for the rest of the day.
I can't remember if I made the joke before or after we signed off last time, but it's got to be looking like a snow globe in there.
I feel like I recall that because.
All right, just making sure. I don't know if that got on air, but I thought it was worth bringing up if it didn't.
It bears repeating. So, yeah, good on you.
So, that's kind of the situation at hand. You guys are a little spread out over the ship. Oh, yeah, there's one last thing. You guys heard this weird cackling and chittering throughout all the ship. It's kind of coming over the comms and maybe sounded like it was coming from within the bowels of the ship, from the walls. What do y'all want to do now?
Okay, so let me ask you this.
All right.
Vin has spent most of his life on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar with technology, familiar with things that may happen. Would he have... Could I recall knowledge? Because I think I know what this is, right? Like, I mean, we've
You kinda, think you Zach knows what it is.
I think Zach knows what it is. I think yeah. that Vin would know what it is, but I feel like I need to roll a check of
yeah,
some
I,
kind.
Yeah, I agree that you do need to roll a check, and I believe that is going to be a mysticism check.
Gotcha. Well, it just so happens that I have that skill, and I'm pretty decent at it. Okay. So, would a dirty 20 get me some info.
Dirty 20 actually doesn't. Wait, no. I keep getting that confused with trick attack. You don't. It's not as high of a get. So yes, you would beat that, and you would know that these are signs of glitch gremlins.
Right. Okay. So, with that, Vin will open a comms channel. You know, on his personal comm unit to mm-hmm. to just the other party members.
Okay.
And be like, "Oi, mate, I think I got it figured out. Can't believe I didn't see it before. We got glitch gremlins in this motherfucker. All hands on deck."
Which part of the deck?
Shit, I don't know, mate. I hadn't got that far yet. I'm in the hallway.
We need to run some sort of scan or something from the bridge, see if we can triangulate their location.
Since we're spread out, do you think it's a good idea we stay where we're at till you can pinpoint them?
I'm in the bridge. I can go ahead and try and run that, but it looks like we've got some power core problems. I don't know. I'll see if I can find them. GM, can I do something?
No, that what?
I don't know. Like
you have to tell me if you want something like that. What you're trying to do?
I would love to run a computers.
Well, you can't because all the computers are off.
Well, that's what I would love to do, and now I know that I can't because dumb.
All right, I got an idea. So, what if, what if Vinian's knowledge check, knowledge mysticism, can alley-oop his good buddy, Natasi, to roll my own mysticism check to understand a little bit more of what we're dealing with?
I mean,
basically,
sure.
I really want to know is if they give off some sort of specific magical aura, because then I can start moving through the ship detecting magic like a minesweeper.
Right.
Well, that's not a good roll. That would be a 16 total.
16 total will not get it.
Guys, without the climate control, the jerk-off room's getting pretty stuffy.
And boring, because, like, all the visuals
shut down.
Nothing
for me to do in here.
Well?
Well, I've already exhausted that option.
God.
I'm shooting blanks at this point, man.
Without the gravity, it's just even worse in here.
God. Yvari would be like, okay, let's get the power turned back on, then. But Vin, can you meet me at the core?
Tentatively, I want to say yes, but like I don't remember the layout of the ship very well.
I don't either.
But you would know that the door to the core is right there on
your
left.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, but I wasn't 100%.
So yeah, you know, you're like right by it, and of course Yavari's up here
at the end of the top.
Mm-hmm.
So Vin will you know, ping back. Oi, love, come on, let's go. We ain't got much time to waste. And if I can, Vin wants to start heading into that room there.
Okay, so you get to the door, and it is held fast.
And so the power's off, so it's not really hackable then?
Well, not by computer means.
Yeah, there's no, like, the little entry pad kind of hand pad is off, you know, which is weird because you would think, you know, all these doors are actually powered doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you've gone through this, this is a luxurious ship.
Sure.
You know, and so most of the doors just open, you know, on a sensor, and I mean, it's not, you know, you would have to go out of your way to lock a door to keep it shut, you know? And you would assumedly need electricity to lock these doors.
Mm.
But, I mean, you go through and it doesn't move when you approach it. Mm. And then, you know, I imagine you try to just move it yourself, knowing that the power's out and you should just be able to open it and it doesn't budge.
You're going to have to hack that thing with a crowbar.
I was going to say, can we...
Well, so, I mean, like, you know...
Engineer?
Yeah, like, you got engineering, you got potential strength check.
Yeah.
There's that too, and I will also remind you that you know that there's another way into that room. Although it's going to be difficult for you to get there too, because you would need to take the elevator.
Yeah,
to the other floor.
That's not going
to
happen. So let's exhaust happening. These options first. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try and engineer it open. Like, see if we can jimmy it open first.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that I have an engineering kit. I do indeed. Finn has an engineering kit.
Well, so this is going to be, if you're just trying to like muscle your way through it, or you're trying to crowbar your way into it, you know, like be MacGyver about it.
MacGyver first, and then if that doesn't work,
let me try to MacGyver it, and then Yuvari, the fucking 10-foot square taken up giant dragonborn, can probably give it a go. Otherwise,
I can, if allowed, I can assist on engineering.
Yeah, okay. You can.
All right, love. So just give this some leverage here, and you know, it's Vin's like.
Do you have a crowbar?
You can also find like a pipe from the burnt kitchen. You know, there's enough there that you could make at least some sort of prying, you know, a table leg or a chair leg or something like that that you can use.
Okay, so we find the requisite tool, and
I aid.
Okay.
Shit, what happened?
Are you attempting the aid, or did you get the aid?
She did.
No, I got the aid.
Okay. So you want an engineering check then, Adam?
Yep.
Can do. Not so hot. Not so hot. That's going to be a 19 total. Whatever Emily got, I guess, two. It's 21.
21. Well, okay, so that's actually not too bad. However, you try to get it in there, and you do find like a little piece. Like, as you're looking at it, you direct Yuvari to this like spot that you can slide the pipe in or the chair leg in and try to get some leverage, and she finds the socket there. She gets it in, but no matter how hard she like pulls, you know, from an engineering, you know, using physics and stuff, it's just not budging. Like, what's weird is that you don't even see it shudder or shake at all.
Besmara's tits. I can't get it.
So can I try and? I mean,
you can just try to like, you know, barrel through it, you
just
know,
but that's just through like, that motherfucker.
But that's like a straight strength roll.
Yeah, she's all right, gonna love, try.
I'll leave it to you, and Vin will step aside and kind of hold his hand out.
No. 12.
No, that's not gonna get it. You just bounce right off of it.
This presents an even scarier reality. I haven't tried the door in the jerk-off room yet.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a very real problem to be having right now, Griffin.
Okay.
You want to try it?
Yeah, yes, I would like to try it, man. The door. Yeah.
So, again, it doesn't open automatically, but you're able to push it open with very little effort. Okay. Like, you just slide it, and it opens.
And I'm going to have a very authentic conversation back to Lodgewort in case somebody's listening.
Okay. I'm going to go figure out what the issue is. Lodgewort, you hang out in here.
Well, all right. I suppose I'll go hide behind something back here so I'm not easily found.
That's probably a good idea. Just wait for me to get back. We'll continue this conversation when the power's back on.
Oh, man.
Nailed it.
Killing it.
I like forgot before we got on today how we crossed our breaking point last episode.
I was not able to hold it together at all during any of that. Okay, so yeah, you're able to get through just fine. And I mean, even Yuvari was able to come through the door from the bridge into the hall with no issue, you know? I mean, they're not like sealing, you know, when you open it, it stays open. There's just no powering these doors. However, this door is just not budging.
We need to try the elevator, maybe go to
Is Sig now in the hallway? Can he make it to the hallway?
Safely? Yeah, he's in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Oi, big guy. You want to give this a try here? Maybe just smash it with your shield or something?
Well, but he's on the other floor.
Oh. Well, then he's not in the hallway then, Adam.
Well, he's in his hallway.
He's in a hallway.
I'm referring to one specific hallway.
They needed the elevator. So if I'm already on the other floor, can I try the other entrance?
Yeah, you know, we'll say they communicate to you where they're trying to get to. And you know that there are stairs that lead up to the room, the engine, or the power core room, engineering bay or whatever, through the cargo hold, which is this room here.
Does the door to the cargo hold work?
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, you get there, and right as you get here, I need you to roll a perception check.
Right.
Do you have dark vision?
I do have dark vision.
Okay, sweet.
Percept. Ooh, that's a 24.
Yeah, you're about to take a step around that corner to the last little flight of stairs, and you see that it's covered in slick grease.
Thought they could trick me. I'm used to a floor coated in slick substances.
Mm.
God.
If you're
Steve's
saying the gravity,
slowly shaking his head right now.
You're saying the gravity is low. Can I use my jump jets to kind of like propel myself into the room over this stuff?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. You can do it.
Okay. Do you need me to roll something, or is it?
I don't think so. The way jump jet works, I mean, you can easily clear that 5 foot or that 10 foot area, you know. But as you do that, I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh no!
Fuck.
We're not there.
Now, this is not good for Sigurd because he's by himself in this room.
That's how he likes it, Adam.
So initiative has been rolled, but there's a surprise round from the gremlins as Sigurd jump jets over the grease, and out of the darkness you see these like white electric teeth smiles, kind of Cheshire Cat type of situation.
Cheshire.
No, it's a Cheshire Cat. Come
a
on.
Cheshire.
Read a book, Zach.
Cheshire.
A Cheshire
Cat. It's a
Cheshire Cat.
Say Worcestershire sauce.
Right. So you see these like four kind of like electric smiles appear in the darkness in various places, and they're all in the ceiling. They're not on the ground. They're like up in the wires and the conduits of the engineering bay, and that's giving them all a little bit of cover, and there's four of them, and they have a surprise round, and that's going to be four energy rays at Sigurd as soon as he steps into the room.
It's like 1d3, dude. You're good.
Shh, don't ruin the suspense.
Don't ruin the suspense.
Alright, here we go. We'll start with the first one. Alright, the first one, we got a 16 to hit EAC. That's going to miss, right?
Yep, that misses.
Alright, so the 14 missed, about 17 hits EAC, no?
Nope.
Alright. And one more. Yeah, with a 5. So all four of them miss. You jump jet as like all these doof, 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 like four little tiny bursts of electric energy come flying all around you, but using your you understand how energy works, and you just kind of phase through all of it. And Natasi, you're actually at the top of the turn order here with 22.
Yeah, couple things. First of all, I need Heath to do me a favor. I need you to mark it on the board because I got a natural 20 on that initiative.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I was wondering how you could beat me in initiative.
Yep. So now that that's done, I also want to call to attention that I knew we were going to play Zero G combat today. So I was, you know, looking on my sheet to make sure I was all ready to go, had a good understanding of the rules. And I remembered I had jump jets. So I was like, eh, I never said I transferred them to my new armor, so maybe I can weasel my way into talking with Adam this morning, and he can hand wave that even though we've had a couple days, maybe I had some off time to get him installed. My fucking new armor doesn't even have an upgrade slot, so that's out the window.
You blew it, Hoss.
Yep. So, so Natasi is, I mean, she probably hears all of these energy rays at a completely dead silent ship in the void of space. Even though there might be a little ways away. She's going to go ahead and push off the wall directly behind her to get out the door. I think that is only half of my speed, so I can go 5-10. And then
Well, there's nowhere for you to go, really.
Oh, the door's closed.
Well, no, I mean, it's open because Vin already walked out.
Okay.
And so it's open, but if you can only move 15 feet, Yavari is taking up the whole space right outside the door.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Vin's on the little catty corner. So.
That's fine. I can't see with Fog of War, and I don't think it lets me go through the door anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, let me open the door for you as far as that's concerned.
Okay. So then I guess that means I just run into Avari.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And so I guess that means I have to make a acrobatics check, DC 20, to not go off kilter. My athletics is a plus zero. My acrobatics is a plus three.
It's low gravity, and you have your mag boots on.
Oh, you know, I thought it was zero gravity.
No. It's I said the generator's kicked in just to have like basic track lighting along the hall to provide dim light in the hall, and that it's low gravity. Plus, as you have the boots that as long as you're on like a metal surface, you can.
Oh, well, then if that's the case, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted this all. So then I can move through Ivari's square.
But you can't go through that door because it's blocked.
That's
so
door's
you basically
blocked.
Okay. Can only go behind Yavari.
That's fine. Then that's exactly what I'll do. Apologies for the confusion, guys.
It's all good. It's tight quarters here. Tex?
I guess I'm going to try to weave through the tangle of bodies outside this door.
This is ridiculous that I'm last in the order with a 20.
I can't. There's not enough room right for me to be.
Yeah, you'll have to go like right behind Vin and Natasi. You know, you just kind of squeeze through there, and you're in the back, and you know, basically waiting for Natasi to try to break this door down again. Okay.
I mean, so the glitch gremlins are in this room, like on the.
They're on the other side of the door, presumably, based on what you can hear. Yeah. All right, Vin.
So Vin will delay his turn until after Natasi, or until after Yavari, and say, go on, love. Give it another go.
All right, Yavari. You going to try to bash it again?
Actually, technically Sigurd's next, because I have a lower dex.
Yeah, but you go at the same time as Tex, regardless, I think.
Yeah, you take Texas initiative, you know.
Okay. Sorry.
Including my dex bonus.
Yeah, so she will try and push it open again. I mean.
You could do it. Strength. You're good at that, right?
It's not. Okay. 19 plus 4 is 23.
That is enough.
Yeah.
To burst through the door.
Oh, yeah, she just sees everybody and she's like, shoulders through.
That was your action to burst, you know, to push, kick through the door, and so you have movement left.
Maybe she should have been a linebacker.
And she will just kind of juke in and.
She jukes in, huh?
She jukes
like a linebacker?
In like a linebacker.
Like a linebacker.
And just gets out of the way and tries to assess the situation, let everybody else in. And that's her turn.
Okay, Vin.
All right, well done, love. Vin says as he moves in and drawing his pistol as part of a movement action. And he'll move in to the room. Oh, I can't get in her square. I couldn't see. Let's see.
Yeah, she needs to get in a
square. All right, so let me just. So,
there we go. You can't hover over multiple squares there, Yavari.
All right, Vin will get.
There you go.
Can you zoom that token in so I can see what it looks like?
With the
glitch gremlin? Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, okay, oh, hideous. It's a yeah, Griad.
We fought some of these in Hacky Sack Heroes.
Yep.
Indeed, you gotta love when they have like a leech mouth. They just love putting leech mouth.
Yeah, kind of lamprey.
Yeah, this is the disgusting one that has the very colorful feathers. You can kind of see a little bit in the back there, but they have like a full peacock tail.
They basically have like a Saren Ray bird tail. Yeah, which is
for
weird.
Sure. It is weird. Okay, so you step in, you see four of them now. They're again, keep in mind, they're all up in the ceiling. You know, like crawling on the ceiling or on all the wires that are running into here. Just
and
kind
how
of all
high
up
is the ceiling?
15 feet.
Okay. Well, Vin says, all right, then, ugly motherfuckers. And he'll just aim his pistol up, take a shot. At this the closest one that's, I guess, sort of to the northeast. South. Well, no, I mean, it's going to be to the southeast, right?
Well, they're all south of you. Yeah, yeah. So,
but the closest one southeast of Vin. How about that? Okay. Let's go. Azimuth laser pistol coming at you. That's going to be a 17 to hit.
17 EAC. To hit EAC is going to hit.
Ping! All right, sweet. Making contact. For this big 1d4 plus 1 damage. That's going to be 3 fire damage.
3 fire damage. Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
All right. That's Vin's turn.
Okay. Sigurd. We're all the way back around to you here as you jumped over the grease, dodged 4 energy rays, and you see 4 little gremlins scurrying about the ceiling. What you gonna do?
And they're all well above me, so I can I can take shots without getting AOO'd.
Correct.
So he's gonna fire his laser pistol at the one in front of him. And you said they're gonna take some cover, right?
Yep.
I don't know if I want to fool around, but I kind of want to. Fuck it, I'm gonna. Alright, I don't think those are gonna hit. One's a 17 hit. The other one.
These are full attacks?
This is full attacks, yeah, but the others are 3 on the die, so that won't hit.
So, 17 will hit. And this one that's right here in front of you, right directly to the north?
Yep, directly to the north.
All right.
And I'm dealing 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage.
Fire damage. Gosh.
All right, it's the gremlin's turn. You hear them just... and you see one of them start like... and like this electricity kind of cascading around them. And then I am going to need you
to roll a saving throw.
I don't think it's a saving throw. It is a saving throw. Okay. Overheat is a saving throw, right?
It is.
Right. All right. So I do need a reflex save.
All right.
And let's see. I think. Nope, just Vin's going to get hit by this.
Okay, this is going to be a 15 on the reflex save.
All right, that is a save, so you're only going to take half the damage as this, like, electric fire just comes at you. And
oh, I know it well. I know it well.
Yeah, yeah, and it crackles. You know, you can feel the energy in your weapon get hot in your hands as you take 4 points of fire damage.
Ow.
And it's going to kind of scurry kind of towards the middle of the room. All right, you're going to have 2 on you, Sigurd. And I'm going to need you to make 2 reflex saves.
Natural 20, put it on the board for the first
ooh,
one.
Oh,
shut
son.
Up.
Ooh.
On the next one. Oh, that's a natural 15, 21.
Okay, so you take 1 damage from the first one. And you'll take 5 damage from the second one as both of those ship glitch gremlins, like, kind of scoot across each other and then just look at you. And again, with that crackling electricity, they kind of tag team you. But I mean, your reflex is strong, dude. Your reflex game is good. And so you only take half that damage for a total of 6 points of damage from those two this turn. And then we got one on you, Yuvari. I'm going to go ahead and get a reflex save for you. I'm just going to drop all these overheats right here.
I don't care for it.
Natural one. Oh no, put it on the board.
Oh no.
That's a three total.
Alright, so you're gonna take 9 points of fire damage.
Thanks, I hate it.
Natasi, you are up.
Sweet. So Natasi is going. Can I clarify something? I can see this with Fog of War, but I'm pinging a glitch gremlin right now. Can I see him? He's kind of like mixed in this bullshit in the middle. I don't know.
No, so you definitely can't probably see any of them because they're on the ceiling in the way that the door is. You know, like it's cutting off your vision to the ceiling. So from where you are, you don't have a shot on any of them.
Okay. Natasi then is going to move into the into this room. Now would I be able to see them?
Yes, now you can see all four of them. I mean, you know, they've got cover from the wires and stuff, but you can kind of make out their like little pieces of electric skin.
Sure,
in between,
sure.
You know.
So Natasi, her one red eye begins to glow, and a miasma of red energy begins to encircle her head, and then it fires off into the closest glitch gremlin's space and starts sinking into its temples. Are these creatures affected by spell resistance?
They don't have spell resistance.
Cool. All right. I am casting a level 1 spell called Mind Thrust.
Okay.
If they are susceptible to it, I will need a will save.
They are. So here comes your will save. That is probably going to fail with an 8.
An 8 will not do. So Natasi just sinks her consciousness and this mystical power she gets from another being. And does 13 points of damage.
Holy cow, this is the one right in the center of the room?
Yep.
Alright, your foe has fallen with that mind thrust. I mean, you just rip that glitch gremlin's mind into pieces with that.
Just destroys its brain. Well
yeah,
done.
It's just like... and it just like, its head explodes.
Dope.
And it falls from the ceiling onto the power core, and then just kind of slowly slides around over off the sphere of it.
With that description, I think of like a big moth or something that gets stuck in one of those electric fly traps, and it's just buzzing and sparking for like a minute. Yeah.
All right, Tex, you're up.
My token got pushed out into space.
I'm pretty sure Natasi did it. I'm just saying she has a history of that.
You might know that as a player, but not as a character.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I'll come into the room and fire on a glitch gremlin.
Which one? There are three. Left, middle, or right from the south of you?
I don't know. I guess middle.
All right,
and that'll be with my semi-auto tactical pistol.
Okay.
Ooh, natural 19.
Oh my goodness.
Pretty sure that hits.
Yeah,
it's a 24 hits. To hit. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely hits. Emily, now I know how you felt when you're excited about running gremlins and then you ran them.
it'll break your heart, my dude. It'll break your fucking heart.
That's 3 piercing damage.
All right, yeah, nice. You get it. You hear it go, yeah, as it makes its way through the wires and connects soundly to the glitch gremlin in the south. Yavari, you're up.
Okay, so you said that the ceilings in here are about 15 feet high, give or take.
Indeed.
Okay, so yeah, Yavari's just gonna kind of fluff out her wings just a little bit to give her about 5
she
feet.
She like knocks a couple things off the counter to her, right? You know,
it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Low gravity. I'm sure they fall slowly. It's totally fine.
Fucks up everybody's
just like
hair.
The glitch gremlin did. It was just like.
Yeah, that's how that works. I'm sure. Yeah. So yeah, she's just going to kind of jump up a little bit to reach that guy, and is going to try and hit him with her flare axe. And I'm pretty sure that that is in fact going to hit with a 20, dirty 20.
Dirty 20. It hits.
I wasn't sure. I just wanted to make sure.
We've been
sure.
hitting on 17s.
I think we hit on 15, didn't we?
We might have.
That's going to be it's going to be 8 electricity and fire damage.
Nice. And this is on this guy right here.
Correct.
Right,
yeah, yes.
You said
yes.
8?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And then she just kind of solid shot back down to the ground.
Oh, you can't do that, unfortunately. Yeah, huh? No, because you can't split your movement.
I fall. Just fall.
All right. All right. I just stop flying. I just stop doing. Just, you tell me
oh,
I can't do.
To.
You tell me that's, I don't have an action to stop doing actions.
That's sure. one of her things. At the end of your turn,
take my free action to fall to
like,
the ground.
You fall. Like, that's why she I'm does, up 5 feet.
She does the thing like little kids do, like goes limp and wiggles out.
All right, Ben, back to you.
All right, so. Vin's only got a shot on one of them, the most southeastern one.
Yep.
And so I think I'll just full attack. We'll just give it 2 blasts from the good old azimuth.
All right.
And I just hope I roll well on this. Natural fucking 20 on the first one, my guy. Put it on the board.
Damn, let's get that double damage roll.
Oh, yes. Love getting a nat 20 on 2d4. One and a 2. Ones.
Yeah.
So nice. That's 3, 4, 5 damage on the first one and burn.
Okay.
It's going to have a little burn action because it is a fire weapon.
All right, we'll get to that on its turn.
Yeah, it's a 1d4 burn. Just remember that. Yep. All right, second roll. Natural 16 plus 1 is 17.
Yep,
that's going to hit as well. And for 2 damage.
I mean, you know.
I feel like I still did work on these gremlins.
Yeah, Ben, that's not
Ben
for
just,
nothing,
he just
right.
looks up. Oh, I got you now, motherfucker. And he just
you
connects
do that.
With 2 solid
indeed.
Hits.
Indeed. Sigurd.
Well, this one's on fire, so Sig's going to shoot at the middle one here.
All right.
He's also going to full attack. Alright, first one misses. Ooh, second one misses with a natural 1. Throw it on the board.
Ooh.
Oh man, it's a roller coaster tonight. My goodness.
Ooh.
Board's getting chunky this episode.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, that's your turn, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Alright, it is their turn. They've all spent their nukes. As it were. So I think that we're just going to get some energy ray shots. We're going to get 2 at Sigurd. So first one here. Actually, it's going to be an 18.
Yep, needs beats.
Nice. All right. Let me get that D3 of damage. Watch out. 1 point of damage. 1 point of electricity damage. And here's the second one. All right, that's going to get it 2 with a 19 for 3 points of damage. So 4 points of damage.
You're literally
total.
Not doing enough damage to give me entropy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What you did with the overheat.
Griff, I'm sorry. I'll try harder next time.
Just do better, Adam. Jesus.
Sitting over here. I may as well just go limp so you can hit me better. You're only doing 3 points of damage.
Alright, Ivari, this one's coming at you. That is a 15 to hit your EAC.
Meets beats.
Oh, man.
God, your AC sucks.
It does.
For 3 points of damage.
Lame.
I mean, what's lame is how little these gremlins are actually doing. Alright, Natassi, you're up.
I think I'm going to subscribe to the same philosophy here, just trying to put numbers on dice. So she's going to just start dumping pistol rounds. She's also going to try and target this one in the middle here, down at the bottom.
Adam, did you take your burn damage?
I don't think
I did. I did not. Thank you. That's a D4. Let me get it, Zach.
I'm on the way, man. That's a big one. It's a big one-zo. Natty one-zo.
I gotta roll that reflex save to see if... All right, still burning.
You know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to shoot at the burning one just to try and get rid of it. Take players
burning.
Off the
board. Maybe on its turn, it'll fall because of the burn.
It's also doing a D4 damage and not doing well on them. I mean, I do shitty damage anyway. I'm probably not going to hit. That's a natural 2 and a natural 17, which goes out to a 17.
How's that work if you're full attacking? Wouldn't it be at a minus 4?
Right, but I'm shooting at a plus 4, so it negates out. Yeah.
All right, so the 17 does hit.
Dope. All right.
However, when you miss with the first shot...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, some shit happens. I need you guys to pull up the ship's character sheet and go ahead and roll for a critical threshold hit. As the miss... These gremlins have an aura of disaster, and so when you miss, a random system immediately goes to a next stage of glitched or wrecked or whatever. And at this time, you see Loachwork poke his head in.
Uh-oh.
He's got his wrists are shackled, and he poaches and he says, "Oh my God, why are you shooting at the ship?
Isn't
why are you
gagged?
Destroying our ship?
Shut the fuck up, asshole."
I was pretty sure we gagged him.
Yeah, the gag's around his neck.
Well, that's not effective.
"Oh my God, I just pissed myself. See, that's what you sound like. Get the fuck back in the room."
So, yeah, who rolled for that glitch?
Sensors.
So, sensors are now glitching.
Okay. Guys,
okay.
I'm sorry, my D4 pistol critically damaged our sensors.
You actually just shot Vin in the eye?
That second shot did hit, though.
It sure
Steve, so
did.
Let's get that damage.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was so worth it. 2 points of fire damage.
It's already on fire, so it just doesn't even care about your 2 points of fire damage. But Loachwork is going to use his turn to actually run through the room.
Okay.
God, hopefully the gremlins will kill him for us and we will just be...
And he, like, just pushes past you, Sigurd.
I get an attack of opportunity, right?
Yeah, if you are a non-friendly...
Yeah, I'm
person,
a non-friendly.
He's not friendly.
I'm non-friendly.
Yeah, no, yeah. Super aggressive.
Yeah, I hit him with Betty.
Alright.
There you go, dude.
But you've got your rifle.
I can have a rifle and a shield. I have a pistol. I'm using a...
Right, but because you're gripped on your pistol, you can't do an attack of opportunity.
That's not how it works, Adam. I can use my shield to make my entropic strike, which works as a one-handed attack of opportunity.
All right.
I'll just pistol whip him, because I could do that, too.
I mean, you can't do that, but you can do the shield thing.
You actually can do the pistol thing.
No, because
feet
then,
for that, don't you?
You have to have a feat, right? Because otherwise,
no, you don't,
make it.
You're not reading the Vanguard thing. You could do it with anything you have on you. Whether
it's a Vanguard,
specific. Yeah, entropic strike can be made through anything.
Gotcha.
Dope.
And that'll be a 17 against his EAC.
I mean, yeah. His lab coat ain't getting it, you know what I'm saying?
Lay that motherfucker out.
I can't wait till you entropic strike somebody with, like, a slice of pizza.
I was thinking of a Twizzler. I don't know why, but I wanted to be a Twizzler.
White pizza slider.
That is 9 points of acid damage.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's unconscious.
Oi, good shot, Sig!
That's funny.
So he just runs up, like, tries to get past Sigurd, and Sigurd just raises Betty up and slashes him mashes his teeth like, oh, Mark, and knocks him against the wall.
And he just crumples to the floor.
I told him to shut up. That worked for everybody.
No, you good, buddy.
I'm good with it, mate.
That was great.
I let unanimously, everybody's like, yep, that's fine.
That'll do.
Get a slow nod from Natasi.
Okay, Tex.
All right. Yeah, I want to use my cook grenade feet to pull a grenade and throw it.
All right.
Wonder what that'll do to the systems.
Well, this is going to be tricky. This is going to be tricky because they're all in the ceiling. So if you miss, it would fall down to the ground and potentially
hurt the floor.
Well, and your teammates.
Well, I'm not going to aim near them.
Or the systems, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, the power core is right in the middle of the room and they're all hovering around it. You know, and like as I said, they're in the ceiling. You know, it's risky to do a grenade, is all I'm saying.
Oi, mate, don't throw that!
He's like sitting there just holding it like, yeah, just got it.
Wait,
come on, man, let me think
about this real quick, mate.
This is not the biscuit you should risk it for.
Aim for this one, it might land on the ground and hit Loadsworth.
Okay, yeah, no, go for it.
I guess I'll just take a shot at the burning one. Try to finish him off with my pistol. A 17.
That'll get it.
Alrighty. Hey, 4 damage. 4 piercing damage.
Yep, your foe is fallen from the ceiling. Slowly, in low gravity.
That makes everything so much more cinematic, Adam. Just imagine, I imagine Loadsworth just crumpling slowly.
Oh
my god.
Who is Loadsworth's god?
Science.
Science.
All right.
Oh god, he's a neckbeard.
Yeah. Duh. Yavari.
Yavari's just gonna do the thing where she tries to, like, jump and poop, pop the door frame, you know? Yeah, that's a 17 on the die.
That'll get it.
Okay.
Just a quick layup.
Alley-oop. And that's going to be 9 electricity and fire damage.
Yeah, you got it.
Is that the Doshka? Yep.
That is the Red Star Flare Axe.
Oh, nice.
You got him.
You gotta be,
and then
got
she
him.
Just slowly falls back 5 feet.
You gotta be careful when you're doing that. If we're in low gravity, you jump 3 times as high so you could bonk your head on the ceiling.
Oh, oh shit. See?
15-foot ceiling.
He's some bludgeoning damage on you.
No, huh? She just does that.
She hiccups her way up there.
Yeah.
She jumps too far, headbutts the ship, and destroys our engines.
Yep.
Then there's one left.
I don't have a shot on it, though, right? Because the power core is, like, between.
No, you do have a shot on it because it's up on the ceiling.
Does it have any cover or anything like that?
Well, it has cover from the wires and the rafters
and
stuff.
Oh, okay, just the normal stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's just try the single attack. I don't want to risk missing this thing. Natural 16. Plus 5, 21.
Yeah, that'll get it.
Sweet! For 5 damage.
Nice. I mean, that bloodies it.
Yeah. I mean, Ben threads the needle and just...
All right. Sigurd.
Finish him off.
We clean it up.
Sigurd gets a clean stance, props one of his feet on Loachworth's leg. He can really steady himself.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to take one shot because of the same reason. He doesn't want to risk missing it. And that's a... he might miss it. That's only a 14 against EAC.
Ooh, that is a miss.
We gotta roll again?
Yeah, we got another glitch in the system.
Shoot, buddy. Sensors again. They're malfunctioning.
Now your sensors are all fucked up.
That's okay.
We ain't trying to sense
Don't
nothing
worry,
out here.
Don't worry, I'll fix it later, all right? Just kill these things.
It's turn. And it is actually going to drop down onto Xantos and try to kill Xantos.
Fuck yes.
All
right. I guess he's not so bad. If he's gonna try and like coup de grace him or something.
Yeah, he is. So
Sig would get an attack of opportunity.
You would.
Do y'all glitch gremlins want to join our party?
Yeah. Like, wait, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
I feel like we're not so different, you and I.
Yeah.
Enemy of mine, enemy is my friend, you know?
I don't think I hit him, man. Natural 3.
What's that total? Because he's out of cover.
Oh, yeah, but even out of cover, that's only
level 3.
Yeah, that's only a 9 against EAC.
9. I mean, it's closer than you think, like... but that is a miss. Let's see here. So this just counts as an automatic crit, right?
Well, technically you had to move to get down, so you can't do it. But.
Oh, okay. So I'll just do an attack. Just a regular attack here. Okay. I mean, 17's going to get it on him prone.
I use my reaction to attack him. Never mind.
Well, can you do an attack of opportunity if it's not a coup de grace?
I guess not, because he just moved into a threatened square.
So you'd have your reaction.
Well, no, he'd move through a threatened... No, he would have moved through a threatened square to get there, because he would have moved down within his reach. You know, he would have had to move from the top down onto it.
I'll allow it.
Hey, thanks. So that's 3 points of damage on the bite, which now puts him, like... That he was just unconscious, now he's dying, which would basically give you 1 round to stabilize or he dies. Natasi, you're up.
Oh boy.
He looks fine.
Just shoot Xantos.
You have the power of life and death in your hands, Natasi.
No, don't shoot him, because then the crew will see the gunshot.
Yeah, we need to just let the glitch gremlin kill him and then untie him.
This is natural selection.
Yeah. This is verging heavily into evil territory, but if anyone's gonna pull the evil trigger, it's gonna be Natasi.
What would WWND, man? What would Natasi do?
Yeah, you're right. She's gonna mutter to herself, "He's too dangerous to be left alive. He's a danger to our crewmates. He's a danger to us." And she's gonna delay her turn.
Oi! All right, then, love.
It's Texas' turn.
Did we hear that?
Sorry. Maybe like Tex and Vin.
Now you're putting me on the spot, because like, I don't think Tex would just like actively kill him as much as he hates him.
You're not passively letting him die.
I don't think he would like allow it.
I did what my character would do. You should do what your character
would do. Right,
right. Yeah. And like, you know. Anyway, do what you're gonna do.
I'm gonna roll to shoot it. The glitch gremlin.
You gotta move, don't you?
Yeah, you do have to move now because the
power core is right in your line of sight.
Yeah, because it's down on the ground. There you go.
Okay. That's a 10.
That is a miss. And let's get another glitch on the ship.
The glitch is that Loshor dies from the stray bullet.
One random crew member permakilled. Huh?
Oh, no.
No, boy.
Are you kidding?
Third sensors again.
Never going to fix these things.
Sensors are wrecked.
Maybe that's a good thing, though, because it's keeping it away from more important systems.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I also am the magic officer, so I don't use sensors.
Right.
So I think we might be okay with this.
This is all silver lining, man.
It's funny because like as Heath, I'm like kind of glad I missed that shot, but like as Tex, it's like, oh, that's kind of shitty to miss and let him die.
At this point. You guys see Zalonin come to the top of the stairs.
Oh no.
Fuck.
How did he get by that grease, man?
No, he's at the top.
Oh.
He's standing right there and he looks down and he sees Sigurd standing next to a unconscious, acid burnt Loachwort with manacles on, with a ship glitch gremlin on top of him, biting at his neck, And I need you to finish his drink, your drinks, because we'll see you.
That's ridiculous.
I got a turn. I want my turn.
I know who I'm pretending to be next.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a slippery slope, guys.
Take a little bit on, boy.
Oh, God. No, it's going to be fine. We can smooth talk our way out.